Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Tourism and the economy now, and a new Northwest University study finds that hunting tourism is contributing a staggering 44 billion rand to South Africa's economy, and most of it, says the study, flows into rural areas. But the question is, can this often controversial industry keep growing? I'm in conversation now with one of the authors of the report, Professor Piet van der Merwe from the institution. So, Professor, first up, can you explain to me how you got to that figure and perhaps who benefits most?
Okay, Jeremy, thank you for the opportunity. We did some research since 2005 on the economics of hunting. But this time around, we look at both international and local hunters. So we did the same survey at the same time. And then we used the SAM, a social accounting matrix, to determine the spending of hunters. And what this does is that you look at direct, indirect, and induced spending. And that's when we came up with this number that is 44 billion rand, which was contributed to the hunting industry.
And which specific areas in South Africa benefit the most?
The areas that benefit the most is rural areas, and the sectors that benefit the most, because we also, when you do a social accounting matrix, you look at different sectors like your mining, agriculture, and there's about 8 of 9 that you run it through. So the rural areas benefit the most due to the fact that agriculture benefit the most. And we know all the hunting farms in these places are rural areas. Limpopo, Free State Province, Northwest, Northern Cape provinces are all provinces that is high in hunting and lots of hunting farms. So the rural areas do benefit a lot from hunting industry.
There's no doubt that it is a major contributor to the economy, but the optics suggest that it's simply rich tourists shooting animals, and that it's not ethical, and that it's not sustainable. And it's difficult to overcome that perceptual argument.
Yeah, I mean, if one look at ethical, what is ethical for me might not be ethical for you, and what's moral for me might not be moral for you. I mean, if one look at what's your religion, where you grew up, your culture, your social status, all those things play an ethical role. But looking at saying that refer to rich tourists that come and hunt, that is not true. I mean, for some people, it's a lifetime saving that they come to hunt some of the African species. This is for our international market. But if we look at our local market, which is the biggest market of a hunting market, they hunt for meat. These people hunt for meat. It's a green type of meat. There's no antibiotics, no growth hormones, and these type of things. So 99% of South Africans that hunt. And again, as I said, this is our biggest hunting market. They hunt to eat meat. That's a very good protein for them in their houses.
Difficult, of course, to distinguish between legal hunting, as you're outlining it, and poaching. Again, there's a lot of blur in that argument, isn't there, Professor?
Yeah, I mean, poaching is when people go and hunt illegal. I mean, for example, you put a snare somewhere, or you drive on a road and you take your rifle and you hunt from a road. That's illegal hunting. But our hunting, all of them take place in the legal sense. If you look at your South African hunters, you need a permit to go and hunt. If it's an exempted game farm, the game farm owner can give the hunter a permit. Your international hunters can't hunt here without any permits. It's impossible for them to come and hunt without permits and to be legal. So the hunting industry is regulated by the hunters' organizations. These guys do hunt legal. But we also have poaching problems. But that's not your normal hunters.
You talk about rural communities benefiting. I'm just wondering whether it's real, sustainable, long-term value economically, or just something which is seasonal.
No, I think it's quite long-term. If you look when hunting really started to evolve or develop, it was around about the 1980s when we realized that there's a value to wildlife. And that created that farmers turned the normal cattle farms to game farms. And I mean, since then, we still have hunting going on, and it's sustainable because we see a growth in hunting industry. We see a growth in game farms. We see a growth in our number of wildlife we had due to hunting and due to the fact that hunting has its economic value, or game has economic value. If we're going to take away the economic value of game, we will definitely see a decrease in hunting. And the economic value of game was created due to the fact that we have ownership of wildlife. Mm. So if you have the right fences, you can own wildlife. You can own an elephant, you can own a lion. And that gave it economic value. In some areas in our communities or rural areas, cattle farming and crop farming is not suitable. But wildlife, which is adapted to Africa conditions, are more suitable, and you can use it as economic a driver in those areas.
Do you think enough is being done by tourism bodies, both provincially and nationally, to promote sustainable and ethical hunting as a viable option for visitors?
No, no. But our government, even if you go to trade shows, you never see them marketing hunting in South Africa. They're afraid that if they go and market hunting, that they will impact negatively on our ecotourism and normal tourism market. So we never see them market hunting. And as I indicate, hunting is quite a huge industry. And I would love them to more support hunting, especially in provinces and areas where not normal tourism is that suitable. I mean, we can have ecotourism in quite a variety of places, but some areas is not really suitable for your normal photographic safaris and ecotourism. And this is where hunting comes in so good that we can use it there. And I would love to see our government and local provincial government. There are some of the provinces that realize the importance of hunting, like I've been dealing with guys in Limpopo and the Northern Cape and so. But in general, they really don't market us as a hunting destination.
So what do you think the hunting lobby or the hunting community does to promote itself better, but also overcome some of the concerns that you have outlined to me?
I mean, if you look at the international market, these guys normally attend some of the trade shows in America, USA. There's a number of Safari Club International. There's quite a number of them that they do attend, where they market South Africa. And I mean, if you look at this, most of the international hunters that come to South Africa do a pre and post tour. So they hunt for 10 or what days, and then they go to Kruger or maybe some Cape Town or these places. The research showed that they at least do 2 or 3 days hunting trip. So they market themselves. The South African guys, they normally use platforms like social media to market them, or also using some of the hunting magazines that they market them. And also, this is a very big word of mouth thing. If you enjoy hunting at a certain farm, you will tell your friends, and obviously they will also attend or go to this place. So this is how they normally market their own products.
Professor Piet van der Merwe from Northwest University, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.